other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
President Obama and his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, have repeatedly stated on the record that all Americans below the age of 64 will be forcibly conscripted into federal service.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense.
Now, it doesn't always have to be service in uniform. One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
So is this compulsory then?
Well, you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months. And at some point at that point, you do it. Obviously, I'm not going to say perfect legislation. We'll work that process through.
You could do it during a college summer.
Right.
You could do it after
anytime.
High school.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
Obama's transition site, change.gov, proclaimed that middle school and high school students will be forced to serve the federal government.
Fascism is gutter up, streets up, hooligans, thugs, fervently idealistic students, swarming adolescents, just the kind of thing you see around Obama. The way you get a population to enslave itself when the police and the army are no longer enough to do that. So I think if you're a left liberal, it's time to open your eyes to that.
All young Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 will be conscripted into a paramilitary domestic security force. If Obama has his way, adults and seniors will also be forced into other forms of service for the betterment of the homeland. Number 3, disarming the American people. Obama operatives in the Congress have introduced more than 10 bills that would end the Second Amendment as we know it. H.R. 1022 would allow the new Attorney General Eric Holder the dictatorial power to ban any gun he wishes at will. In 2008, before the Supreme Court, in the D.C. gun ban case, District of Columbia versus Heller, Holder argued for the complete disarmament of the American people and that only the military should own firearms. H.R. 257 would ban all youth shooting sports, including YMCA and Youth Olympic Shooting Clubs. H.R. 45 would force all gun owners to undergo federal psychological screening, registration, and testing to keep their firearms. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has proposed the extrajudicial banning of any American on the fraudulent no-fly list from owning any firearm.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Over 25,000 Americans are added each month to the no-fly list, which numbers over 1 million people who have not been charged or convicted of any crime.
It's a case of mistaken identity for a 5-year-old boy from Normandy Park. He had trouble boarding a plane because someone with his same name is wanted by the federal government. King 5's Mimi Jung is live at SeaTac Airport to explain. Mimi.
Lori, folks, I just played 4.5 minutes from the Obama deception, a 2-hour film, just to give you an idea. The whole film is that jam-packed with tyranny, in their own words. And I have these idiot Obama supporters sending me emails. I played that because I got one yesterday saying I'm lying about them wanting to have national force service, which is total slavery, just like the health care bill. We're going to come back, cover tons of news, and take your phone calls. Wide open phones at 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. And then later in the hour, I'm going to get into the bill that Obama signed versus what's happening right now in the Senate. And try to break that down. Other nightmare provisions we've now found in the bill. It just gets worse by the day. I'm trying to wade through this 2,700 pages. I see other breakdowns of it. I go double-check what the media is saying, if it's accurate or not. This bill was even worse than we originally thought, if that is possible. There's loopholes exempting Washington insiders from Obamacare mandate. I've got a bunch of amazing police state news that we need to go over as well. And I want to talk about these Brinks commercials for a segment or so in the last hour today. Because I don't watch a lot of TV, but we have TV ons in a few different office areas to monitor things here in our studios. And I see these Brinks commercials where a woman's having a party, everybody's leaving the party, and her girlfriends are saying, who is this guy? Oh, we don't know. And as soon as she locks the door, he comes hatefully and knocks the window in, and then the alarm goes off, and so that makes him run away. And then she calls 911. Well, Matt Ryan, here in my office, with one of his family members over the weekend, they had somebody calling up some of his relatives threatening to come attack him. This guy had been convicted multiple times of attacking people. They called the police five times over several hours. He was coming to saying, I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to hurt you, I'm coming to... And he came, beat a woman up with a chain, beat her bloody, and then the police showed up. And I made the point, well, why didn't your relatives have a gun? Well, they were scared of guns. And it's because of the media. I see these images on the news of when somebody's breaking in your house, you call 911. The cops, under federal and state rulings, literally thousands of times, it's more than a couple thousand, just in the state of Texas, it has been found that they have no liability to protect you. And conversely, they have no right to keep you from protecting yourself. And most police understand that. But the bureaucrats want you disarmed. And in England, if you stab an intruder or even beat him up, or one guy threw a guy through a second door window and he broke his legs, and then the police arrested the homeowner that defended themselves, they want you domesticated, servile, on your back. They want the instinct for you to take action and protect yourself to be extinguished. Every few days I see articles in England, Canada, the U.S., and other Western nations where a young woman will be stabbed on a busy street and bleed to death over 4 hours. Or a woman will be beaten with a lead pipe in Toronto on a busy street, and office workers laughed at her naked body for hours and didn't even call the cops. Or in a case a few years ago, an Austin cop at the corner of I-35 and William Cannon was hit by a car and laid bleeding to death in a pile of fire ants for over an hour, and no one called the police. So this domestication, I told the story about 6-7 years ago. I was at a La Madeleine restaurant, and I went to the bathroom, and when I came out, there was a big commotion a few tables over where my wife and son were, my toddler son, wasn't even a toddler, he was tiny. And I said, what's going on? This big crowd of about 20 people. And they said, she's choking, call 911. Everybody had their cell phones out calling 911. And I said, well, here, let me do the Heimlich maneuver. And they almost fought me. They're like, wait a minute, buddy. Well, you know, wait, don't, you know, wait for the police. And I started yelling at them, she'll be dead in 4 minutes. And I had to actually shove people out of the way, and they were getting angry. And I had to get on over her, get my hands around her, do the Heimlich, and a big piece of bread came out. She was purple. She was starting to collapse on the table. And I talk a lot about this because this is why we're slaves. This is why we're in so much trouble. For me, if I know the Heimlich maneuver, they gave us a half-day course on swim team, you know, when I was like 12 years old. If I know the Heimlich maneuver on an adult or a baby, if I know CPR, I'm not going to call 911, and the police will try to show up, the fire department and the EMS will try to show up. But I see these cases now in the news every few days where people stand and watch someone bleed to death. They don't put a tourniquet on some guy's leg that's been chopped off in a construction accident. They don't help an old lady who's just been mugged. They don't want to get involved. They're narcissistic. They're selfish, and they don't see themselves in the position as taking action. They see themselves as drones or spectators in society. So I'm going to talk about this with Matt Ryan for about 20 minutes or so, coming up the next hour after we take calls and cover other important news. But I watch these Brinks commercials, which are conditioning, where over and over again it shows the evil man coming and trying to hurt you. And the women, you know, the ad should be for Smith & Wesson and show the woman shooting him. Smith & Wesson, by the way, would sell millions of guns. And the good news is a lot of women are figuring this out, and they're actually out buying guns. I mean, I have two daughters, and, you know, one of them's five. She's already learned how to shoot. The two-year-old, you know, she's not old enough yet. But when my daughters go away to college or go away to get married or to work in another city, they're going to go to a city where there's still a Second Amendment, if we still have it, or they're going to end up illegally owning guns, even if they're banned. My daughters aren't, and my son, aren't going to sit in their apartments or their houses waiting to be raped or robbed, waiting to be hogtied and tortured. And it's so fundamental, because I'm not domesticated. I'm a wild human. I have my instincts. I have my common sense. And I don't know how women out there and men have been trained to, somebody calls and says, I'm coming over there to attack you. They wouldn't come if they knew you had a gun, number one. And I wouldn't go out and look for trouble, but if somebody, I'd let them, you know, start banging on the door, and I'd get down on my knees at the end of the hall waiting, and as soon as that door busted open, I'm going to unload every round right into them. But it's the same attitude of not getting involved in politics, not getting informed, not knowing your congressman's voting record, not standing up against tyranny, not going to town hall meetings and shouting these scum down. It's this attitude that somebody else, I mean, I get thousands of emails every year, literally thousands, and hundreds of phone calls. You've heard them on air saying, I'm glad you're there doing this for us. I'm glad you're there. I can sleep better at night. What do you mean? You know this information, and some of you aren't taking action because you think I'm going to fix it? What has happened to people that they would sit there, and Gerald Celente told the same story. How? He said, is there a doctor in the house first? And no one in the restaurant said there's a doctor in the house, a packed restaurant. Then he found out after the fact there was a doctor, but they didn't want to get involved. But then meanwhile, there are some people who want to get involved, and the government recruits them who mean well to be tattletales, to be spies. Everything is a counterfeit, or everything is twisted around backwards. And people have been made to believe that some specialist, a cop, or an EMT, or somebody else is going to be there for them. The police, on average, take 12 minutes. In fact, that's a few years old. Google average 911, national average, national 911 average police response time. Last time I saw it, it was 12 minutes, 30-something seconds. But it may have changed. The point is that in 12 minutes, anything can happen. And the police may be tied down in other events, and they can't make it. You know, the more police we get, the more crime we have. Look at Chicago. Look at New York. More police than any other cities in the country. More crime. All right, I'm done ranting about this. I said I'd cover it next hour. I'm already getting it. Now they say 6 minutes. I wonder what source that's from, though, because of the net. 6 minutes to live or die. The price of just a few seconds lost, people die. That's USA Today. Most of the numbers I've seen are over 10 minutes. But okay, 6 minutes. 6 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You've got seconds. Everybody needs to buy guns. You need to take shooting lessons. You need to get an instant access pistol safe. You just go through it. The drawer pops open. If you have children in the house, you want the gun safe. If you don't have children, have it in a drawer. And I sleep so good at night when I get death threats and people saying they're going to come to my house and do things. You come to my house, you're dead. I'm red-blooded. I'm not a slave. I'm not a coward. I'm going to defend myself. But it's not even being brave. It's self-preservation. I mean, you can corner a raccoon, and if you try to go and grab it, it's going to bite you. It's going to attack you. It's vicious. You try to corner a dog. You try to corner a rat. You try to corner a rabbit, it will bite you. Humans are losing their humanity. We're told to be a bunch of cowardly jellyfish to lay down to anything and everything and don't get involved and sit on your butt and watch TV. But meanwhile, the specialists in government, they're taught to be more vicious and pain compliance and torture and to attack the citizens and that it's virtuous. So they get more militarized. They get more out of control. They get more hateful. They're taught we're basically the enemy. And then we're taught not even to defend ourselves. Stan, Darnie, Leif, Fred, and Leo, I'm going directly to your calls in the next segment on any issue you wish to discuss, healthcare, you name it. And then later in the hour, I'm going to start getting into some other news. In the next hour, a big news blitz and a guest here in studio. But we have to find our humanity again. We have to find our humanity again as a population, as a people. We have to learn that it's our job to protect ourselves, and it's our job to provide ourselves health care, and it's our jobs to have family, to have children to take care of you when you get old. The state isn't going to do it. That's common sense. That's history. That's the facts. The government doesn't want to run your life because they care about you. They're criminal, social engineer, control freaks who enjoy sadistically running your life and poisoning your water and food supply on record, White House science czar, to hurt you. This is the facts. We'll be back with your phone call straight ahead. Infowars.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
Powerful interests want to seize governments. If you control the government, you have unbelievable power and wealth. This is history. U.S. Senate just passed the reconciliation bill and is sending it back to the House of Representatives. We're trying to find out exactly what extra goodies they added to this. Unbelievable. You now have the president signing things before they're even fully passed. Right now, let's go to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. You've been right on target with what you've been talking about today. I tell you what's happened to our country, and it's no fault of yours, it's no fault of George Rice, it's no fault of any talk show host. What's happened, Alex, is we've lulled ourselves into a false sense of security. And what I mean by a false sense of security, when nothing happened with Y2K, people were looking at Al Cuppet with 350,000 foreign troops to come in and take us over. And when nothing happened with this, people just gave up, Alex. They're looking for a Red Dawn scenario.
I agree with you. People are looking for a overnight takeover. This is a creeping, incremental death.
You just don't come into a country and take it over overnight, Alex. You have to implement these plans that they've implemented in these foreign lands like Cuba for years. I mean, Castro, he might have come in and took over, but they had to implement their brainwashing indoctrination centers and all that. You had a friend of mine who was a guest on your show years ago by the name of Jeff Colin. Jeff Colin knows what it's like to live under communism. Alex, these people in this country are spoiled rotten. They have no concept what it's like to live under socialist order.
We know big government is hellish, and I appreciate your call. Those that have studied history know that, but the public, who don't help people when they're bleeding on the side of the street, don't help women being attacked by thugs. Remember, what was it, more than 10 years ago? For week after week in New York City and Central Park, hordes of 500 to 1,000 men, there were different size crowds. We could pull up that video. I bet it's on YouTube. Rapes in Central Park. In fact, try to pull it up. And the police, I would imagine you'd search it under police refuse to help women being sexually assaulted in Central Park. That'll pull it up. And the cops would just stand around in a circle around the rapers and let them do it. Because the cops are drawn from the very same people that fill up this country. And the public just expects somebody else to save them, and they don't know what's about to happen to them. Let's talk to Darnie in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the airport scannings. About 3 years ago, someone who is very close to me, who works with TSA, told me that they had a special meeting that they were putting devices in the headrest of the airplane seats to monitor brain waves.
Yes, I saw that a few months ago, and I forgot to cover it. They're going to have cameras in the airplanes that scan your eyes that look for aggressive movements. Again, they've proven that lie detectors are a fraud, and now they're just getting fancier quackery. They have mobile Homeland Security 18-wheeler trailers that put you in a brain scanner and ask you questions and then say you're guilty. And I did see the report of they're going to monitor brain waves in the seats of the aircraft. Hell, if you let them put your kids through a naked body scanner, if you let them grope your body, I mean, they now squeeze the woman and squeeze the man and grab your genitals, then the sky's the limit.
Exactly. And I wanted to ask you another thing. Did you have any intentions of covering the concentration camps that the United States has ready for us?
Well, ma'am, I made three police state films that cover that from the Congressional Record and the documents from the government. And I've made a fourth police state film. It's been almost 8 years since I made one. It's available to be ordered now at InfoWars.com, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And it completely proves it. No conspiracy theory here, all conspiracy fact. It's a two-hour, 20-plus-minute film. About 35 minutes of it is the FEMA camps. All proven. It debunks Glenn Beck putting out disinfo, saying that it doesn't exist. It covers the COG, continuity of government, how the takeover plan has happened. It's all covered in Police State 4. And sure, you know all about the FEMA camps, but your neighbors, your friends, your families don't see how it ties into the gun confiscation, how it ties into the clergy response teams, how it ties into the executive orders. I mean, the film covers it all, false flag terror, everything, riot police, federally controlled, trying to set up our cameramen as terrorists. It's all on video in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, available at InfoWars.com right now. And you'll get it first. It ships out in the middle of April. So get your orders in now. It will ship to you first and then make copies of it and give it to everyone you know. Almost 8 years since I made one of these. 8 years of info, all the latest information in this film. In fact, let's cue up the trailer. We'll play it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for the radio listeners when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Preparing us for an all-out believe.
Democrats arriving in Pittsburgh. The G20 summit are finding a city on lockdown.
And that's when my eardrums were blasting. And as that happened, I basically turned around, saw about 40 riot police assisted by military.
They're closing in.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members.
We're not disclosing the name of our parent company.
We know the guy that owns the company, but we've never seen this name before.
Excuse me, you just dropped a bomb on us. This is Red Dawn, foreign mercenary group, and driving around doing police work. Hardin Police, next to their American Police Force logo. This is insane.
Passengers describe a terror attack and the arrest of a suspect.
So he's a controlled asset, and of course, it's not a matter of failure to connect the dots.
The FBI now has five versions of their story.
Can you ask how they were armed and in the end of that?
The scanning machines that we currently are beginning to deploy.
They told me to go through the scanner, and I said no.
It's a real act of submission. They were involved in a cover-up. This is huge. Police state isn't coming. It's here. Police state 4, the rise of FEMA. And that is the first trailer. We're going to have some other trailers and sneak peeks next week for the documentary. It will premiere the 21st of April at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And if you want the highest quality DVD, I want to support our work here. Order the DVD so you get it first, and don't waste time. Everybody wants to know about the FEMA camps. The government and the media are always lying and putting out disinfo. This is their own words, their own congressional hearings, their own documents, video of the FEMA camps, all the plans, the gun confiscation, the foreign troops, FEMA NLEO-9. The film literally covers the entire police state. Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, all of it. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We don't normally discount films when they first come out, but I just want people to have these. So if you get it with Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Jason Burmese's film that ships on or before April 15th, premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv April 15th, an amazing film. Go read the synopsis of the film at Infowars.com. Watch the trailer. 18 months in the making. This is just as high a quality as my last few documentaries. Produced in-house. Great graphics. The information is key. Covers a lot of info we haven't gotten into. Such an important film. Invisible Empire. You can get $5 off when you get the two films together. Infowars.com. Okay. They're now saying five Democratic Party offices around the country have had bricks thrown through them. Looks staged to me. You then have this new report from Fox News. Cantor says campaign offices was shot at, accuses Dems of exploiting threats. This is big national news. Why was it not big news when Lou Dobbs got his house shot up? I mean, it's not good when anybody does this. But sounds staged, or it'll be some unstable person. And the system knows as they squeeze the population, there's going to be some real events that go on. Virginia Representative Eric Cantor said Thursday that his Richmond campaign office has been shot at and that he's received threatening emails. But at the same time, he told House Minority Whip he accused top Democrats of trying to exploit the threats they've been receiving for political gain. Now, let me expand into this article. In fact, did I send you guys this MSNBC video clip that's in this article? Do you have the clip that's in this article where they have the author of a article about the Tea Parties in it? Okay, good, because I want to go ahead and play that now and then break down the propaganda. Because the governor's mansion got firebombed. And if it wasn't a staged event, it was done by people that don't like government and Republicans. We have all these videos posted of Democratic Party thugs in Florida, in Missouri, and in other places beating up Tea Party folks in legal, lawful demonstrations. And it never makes the national news. It's always maybe on the local news or just on YouTube. You have all these calls for violence by Mecha and La Raza. A few weeks ago, I saw a video from a Southern Poverty Law Center meeting with La Raza's head there talking about how they're fighting racism. La Raza means the race. This is just as big as of a race organization as the Aryan Nations of the Ku Klux Klan, just as racist, but much bigger, millions and millions of members. And so what they've done is they brought in all these foreigners on a liberation theology-based hate of America, hate of white people. But that's all kosher and good and loving and fun. And then meanwhile, anybody who criticizes this is then called a racist. Oh, you don't like socialism? You're a racist. Oh, you don't like government being so large? You're a racist. It isn't working anymore, though. They have really used this guilt card on white America too long, and it's over. And more Hispanic Americans, black Americans know this. What I've seen Gallup polls now of over 80% of Hispanics want to shut down the borders. They're not stupid. They're smart Americans, as smart as anybody, or smarter. They know that the illegals are being brought in to drive down the wages, and it's destroying their standard of living. They know America's being used as a steam valve for revolution in Mexico, so Mexico won't implode. We need the Mexicans who aren't citizens to go down there and take their country back. It could be a wonderful place. It's got three times the natural resources we've got. I like Mexico. I like the Mexican people. I'd like to be able to travel back down there. But you can't. It's a total police state imploding. You know, we need to fix Mexico, and we need to fix this country. We need to decriminalize drugs because it's the drug war that's making Mexico collapse, and it's what's making the Southwest collapse. In fact, will you guys bring me – back here it is. This is the San Antonio Express news cover Sunday. Drug war is killing Mexico border cities. Of course, you decriminalize drugs, this will end overnight because there won't be all the profit involved. But the government is laundering most of the drug money. The drug war you see in Mexico is about shutting off the competition. It's about knocking off drug gangs that aren't paying their cut to the CIA and the big banks. But here's this key article. We need to get ahead of this. We need to counter this now. I'm going to cover it more next hour. The media is trying to hype violence to get weak-minded, unstable people to go out and be violent and copycat stuff against Democrats so they can play the part of victims. They're also setting the stage, as I've told you, for Tea Parties and others to commit terror attacks to be blamed on the American people that will be staged. I've told you this is all coming, and now you see it unfolding. But in this article, it exposes who the real thugs are. Pro-Obamacare thugs, not Tea Party activists, are the real violent extremists. PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And I want to go to this clip of a Tea Party activist who's an author who really stood his ground and won the debate. The anchor was very angry on MSNBC. I believe it's MSNBC, isn't it? We're going to play this piece of propaganda. And the guy says, okay, you give me an example of violence by Democrats. And that was the one part where he said, well, there have been examples, but I don't have to get into them now. What do you mean? We have a bunch of these examples, and we have Jewish activists and black activists, college students caught painting swastikas on their dorms, burning down their own churches. How many times have they been caught? And when they get caught, it's a minor footnote. Most of this is staged. Some of this is real. I believe the few racial epithets thrown at Obama during the passage of the House health care bill Sunday were staged. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. We know Hal Turner, the big top Nazi, was an FBI officer, agent, not just an informant. Let's go ahead and play this clip, though.
Joining us is the author of The Big Black Lie, How I Learned the Truth About Democracy, About the Democratic Party. Kevin Jackson, first of all, what do you make of the latest information from Congress that, there are increasing concerns about this possibly getting out of hand, some of this violent imagery and rhetoric?
Well, I've been to many tea parties around the country, and I've yet to see anybody, any real violence towards anybody. So I think it's a bit overstated.
Were you there on Saturday, though, at the Capitol when Congressman Lewis and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus were greeted with derogatory racial slurs when another member of Congress was spat upon? Were you there for that?
wasn't there for that, but saw the video about it and determined that a lot of what they were saying had happened actually hadn't occurred. Like I said, I've been to hundreds of tea parties around the country. What I can tell you is I've never seen any blacks lynched at one of them. That's still one of the things that's only for the Democrats to hold a distinction about.
But Kevin, are you okay when President Obama, the first African-American president, is depicted the way he's depicted on some of these signs, whether it's the Hitler mustache or whether it's being depicted as like the Joker? I mean, is that okay with you?
It's par for the course. Every president that's been elected has gone through something like that. Bush has been was demonized as a gorilla, as a chimpanzee, as a cowboy, cowpoke, and a host of other things. In fact, he was depicted as Hitler many, many times. I did a blog about the idea that Bush was depicted as Hitler more than Obama was. So that's just par for the course. That's what happens. One side wins, the other side goes after him. So I don't see any difference between Obama and any other president in this respect.
Remember any Republican members of Congress or Republican Party officers that had bricks thrown through their front windows? I mean, that's happened now half a dozen times over the past few days.
Yeah, in fact, there's been many incidences where Republicans have been attacked, whether it's at the local level up to the national level. It's not our responsibility to name them. The point is that everything that you guys want to say.
Hit pause. Watson looking 5 minutes. I called him this morning and said, look, remember the union thugs beating people up in Florida and St. Louis and California? Remember that congressman office getting shot? Remember the congressman getting the bricks thrown in? Remember Lou Dobbs? And without even looking, we found scores of examples that are in this article. But that's what the media does. They try to play these little tricks to make it look like this isn't going on. And we've got all the cases where they stage these attacks against themselves, where they've been caught doing it. And then let's think about the IRS, without due process, stomping into people's houses, taking their furniture, taking everything they got, SWAT teams busting in on the wrong houses, killing people. I've got articles here out of New York. New York City cops sorry for pounding on couple's door 50 times because of a police database that was wrong. I mean, think about when the government abuses or hurts people, it's always a minor footnote. But then maybe real people did throw bricks through their windows. Why is it now such a big deal when the media always ignores it when it happens to conservatives? Let's continue.
An equivalency here, and we have evidence and we have videos and photographs of people who have of incidents in Niagara, New York, Rochester, New York, Arizona, Ohio, and Kansas, where Democratic Party offices, congressional offices were targeted with stones or bricks thrown through the window. And you're saying that that's happened to Republicans, and all I'm asking is name them.
Who threw them? Do you have the actual evidence of the people who threw them? In many cases, these are Democrat operatives that are doing a lot of this stuff. So
Democratic operatives were destroying their own property so that somehow people would just choose to blame them on Republicans? You really believe that?
Yeah, it's kind of like when there are riots in Watts and black people go and loot their own stores and you wonder why did it happen? It's the same reason. So when you can tell me with complete evidence that the people that are doing this are Republicans, and I'll be happy to answer your question. But that you have anecdotal evidence around the Tea Party groups and saying that everybody's a racist, when I'm an example of a person who's been to these events, one single racial incident can I point at.
Yet you want to have me here to make me talk about how racist I'm not even saying most of the Tea Partiers are racist. I'm saying that there is a racist fringe to this, and that I wish Republican leaders and Tea Party supporters like yourself.
Well, there's a racist fringe to the Democrat Party because, as I said, I've yet to see a black man lynched at a Tea Party, but I do know that the Democrat Party has lynched black people. So if you want to make that equivalency, then let's talk about that for a bit.
Kevin Jackson. Kevin, I disagree with you on a lot of stuff, but I do appreciate you coming on today.
All right.
I mean,
he kicked his butt. But this whole guilt by association, you start robbing 300 million people, you're going to get some pushback. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Who you talk to about this sort of thing, who say, Marcellus, what are you doing, man? What are you doing going on TV? What are you doing? You're an activist. You're 11 years old. What do you tell them?
I say that I'm doing it for my mom, and my teacher, Matt, is really excited that I'm doing all of this and that he's been following my every move.
I'm almost afraid to ask you what you want to do when you grow up because you're more grown up than a whole lot of people I know. Have you ever thought about that? What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to become the president of the United States.
Oh, well, all right.
Poor little Marcellus Owens being used by Barack Obama because they know that their approval ratings have dropped to the lowest ever in history for Congress, the president, you name it. This guy's more unpopular than Richard Nixon in his last months now. And there's poor little Marcellus Owens, I'm sure a well-meaning person, being duped, thinking he's giving people free health care. And I showed you the Associated Press earlier. In fact, here it is, Marcellus, where it says, in the bill, kids are not covered for pre-existing conditions. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be able to refuse coverage to children with pre-existing conditions. Right there, Associated Press. Oh, and Hitler loved always having kids around him and kids at signing statements and when he was signing bills. So here's little Owens with our modern Hitler, but we don't recognize this tyrant because he's got brown skin. We all know that tyranny can only come from white skin. In fact, tyranny can only come from a Hitler mustache. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing repeating itself. Hitler was a national socialist, and they had government health care, and they used it to take control of people's lives. And now here's this poor little boy up on television being used. Leif in Montana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing as best I can to fight these people. Go ahead.
You're doing great. Earlier this morning, I was listening to one of your shows, one of your past shows, and you mentioned that some of the rich are finding out that they're not really some of the elite. A few years ago, I was attending a Sundance, and the holy man that conducts the ceremony was telling of a time that he had been shown when America was under starvation, and not because there was a food shortage, but because the super rich were hoarding the food. The super elite, the real rich, are the ones that are going to run everyone.
You know, I've actually heard some of those Native Americans, they've been saying that for 100 years, that was going to come to America and that the elite were going to shut off the food, the same way they put Native Americans on reservations, the same way they broke up their families. Hitler bragged that he took his ideas on how to set up camps from what was done by the British and others here in the United States.
Well, and reservations are a good example of how you treat us will also come to you. You know, we're allowing these few people to control everything. But just look at the microculture on a reservation. They're trying to do the whole world that way.
And I hope listeners realize that when I make films like Endgame and I show you books like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar, they talk about their goal is setting up world government and then killing the majority of the population. That's the truth. Doesn't matter how nuts it sounds. We're not nuts talking about it. The nuts are the people that write this.
They are. And we're familiar with it. Our concern, you know, I'm Native. Our concern is about the human race, not just about, you know, the poor Indian. We're all falling under this, and it's up to us to change it. Us as a human race, not to be slaves, to push them back and say no and become active in our families and our community again, to push back.
Well, I've read that many of the Native Americans are exempt from this because you're your own nation, but you're already under a lot of the reservation and federal control already.
It is, yeah. It's not true sovereignty, like they tell us. You know, we pay taxes. We're bound by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And in some ways, we find it interesting. Barack Obama has been adopted by the Crow Indians. And in our world, an adoption is if by blood. But it still doesn't make him a decent human being just because he's Indian now.
He's nothing but a puppet reading off a teleprompter. God bless you. Final hour, straight ahead. More calls, tons of news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.